95.5 KLOS.
Pretty sure that Jesus lives right next door to me. I can tell by the way he's always alone. He plays the beatbox to the birds on the laundry line. I can hear him through my bathroom window. I'm pretty sure that Elvis lives across the street from me. I can tell by the way he's always alive.
Welcome back in the Mark O'Brien Radio Program. One of our favorite things to do on this show is to have an unsigned artist in here. It's the next of our unsigned artist series. Please welcome Cindy Alexander.
Hi,
Cindy.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure having you here with your band. We'll get to introductions in a minute. But now, we first saw you during our Metal Unplugged concert we had in the conference room a couple of months ago. You were with what band?
I was playing with Janie Lane from Warrant.
Just kind of as a side gig. They wanted your help. You just were up there singing harmony.
Singing harmony and playing piano for him.
Priva and I were looking at you, looking, God, her voice is incredible. And I guess you and Priva talked after the show, and you gave her a CD.
Right.
Which she gave to Ted, and then Ted brings in the stacks of the CDs for us to check out for unsigned artists. And he put yours on, and I didn't actually know that was you, because it's bad for us to know which one's which. And in an amazing voice. We're so glad to have you here.
Thank you so much.
And we're tough. I mean, we throw a lot away. We only keep the cream of the crop, and you stuck out like a sore thumb.
Wow.
That's a good thing.
Introduce everybody here.
Okay, we've got Christopher Alice on drums today.
Christopher.
And Christopher, you've got too many tom-toms.
Yeah. It's the rock kit.
He's got a bass drum and a cymbal and a snare drum and a hi-hat. And watch what he does with that.
Yeah, this is a little unplugged version we got here.
Nice.
And this is Harvey Lane on bass.
Harvey!
And Paul Trudeau.
Morning, Paul.
What's happening?
From All American Tragedy. That's the name of his band.
What was that name again?
All American Tragedy. Paul Trudeau. My writing partner.
So, when did you start? Have you been on a solo thing for a while now?
Yeah, actually, the reason why I know Janie Lane is we had the same manager when I first started.
Okay.
And I guess he remembered me and said, what about getting a girl to play with us for the Metal Mania strip?
Yeah, it sounded great.
Thank you.
Now, is this album your first one out?
No, I have three out, actually.
Three out, okay.
Angels and Demons is the new CD, just came out last Thursday. And I also have Sea Red and Smash, and they're all available at cdbaby.com and amazon.com.
And your website is cindyalexander.com, but we get ahead of ourselves. These guys are plugged in. What do you say you do one for us
and
we hear it?
Well, I thought I would comment on your little Cosmo talk about casual sex.
Ah.
And here's a little casual sex tune for you.
Hmm.
Who are you? Where'd he go? You're so much colder than the man I used to know. Adeline, Adeline. Do you wanna forget about it? I should forget about it. Cause I hardly know your heart is ever bled. But you slept for me instead. You used to take me heaven lately. What took you so long to get me all wrong? You know you kill me, unavailable Billy. You're so high, there's nothing left to love me. You're in denial that you're in denial. So it isn't worth my while to hang up for your fall. But it would be nice for you to call. You used to take me, haven't lately. What took you so long to get me all wrong? You know you kill me, unavailable villain. It used to take me, haven't been lately. I thought you dug me, sexy ugly. You know you kill me, you're unavailable villain.
And you got a pretty mouth. You know you do.
Cindy Alexander.
That was great. That was great.
Thank
you. Now, you have an appearance. Where is it
I've
here?
I've got a couple things coming up. I'm going to be
Please
on tour in Oregon and Northern California. I know you have some affiliate stations up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a show at the Knitting Factory April 22nd here in Los Angeles. And if you email me and say you heard me on KLOS, first 10 people get in free.
Says also here you're appearing at Borders in Carmel Mountain Ranch.
Yeah, that's tomorrow night in San Diego.
8 o'clock. So how tough is it these days in the world of music to get your material heard?
I don't think it's as tough anymore as it used to be. The internet opens so many doors and really gives you free international distribution.
Mm.
So as an indie artist, I stopped worrying about major record labels and things like that. And I'm just going to do it myself, and maybe someday someone will step on the bandwagon.
Yeah, right. It used to be an age of you had to have a record deal if you were going to get heard. But now with the internet, you can. You can tour it yourself, promote it yourself, distribute it yourself, and start to find a fan base.
And also, I have amazing fans, and if it weren't for my fans, this new record, Angels and Demons, would not have been made.
Mm.
I have angels. And for a donation, they got their name in the CD artwork.
Wow.
And some 5 copies of the CDs and free tickets
cool
to the
idea.
CD release party. And that's how I made that record.
Well, just so you know, my partner and I here, we're bringing back payola.
Mm-hmm.
It was really big in the 60s and 70s. So DVDs, big bags of blow, whatever you have.
We'll take anything.
We'll play your record.
Anything at all.
Not only for Cindy here, but for all you new artists.
All right, we'll do business in return with the Unsigned Artist Series. Cindy Alexander is our guest today. Stay where you are. It's the Mark and Brian Radio Program, 95.5 KLOS.